Somebody else who's in the Lake Macquarie area is our Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, and in fact, he's on the line. Good morning, Barnaby.
Good morning, Richard. How are you? Good morning, Hunter Valley. Good morning, Newcastle.
And the reason for being in our beautiful neck of the woods, I think you're making a couple of announcements today.
Yeah, look, one that obviously a lot of people, it's very important for you at the bottom end of the Hunter Valley and for us up the top end of the Hunter Valley, back in my own seat, which takes from the Hunter Valley. And that's a further upgrade to Newcastle Airport. We've already put $66 million towards it. It's further 55, turning into a well-serviced international airport. In the Hunter Valley, we don't need to go to Sydney. We want to make sure we've got our area that we can do things here. The $66 million we put into the tarmac, and this goes, the 55 now goes into the terminal. About 850,000 extra people is what, 850,000 people is what we want to bring in the tourism with it, get them up to Pacolpen, maybe down to Nobby's Beach if there's the southerly blowing. And that's part of our plan. Now, on top of that, we understand the industry and the growth of the area. So I'm actually on Mandalong Road at the moment, and we're going to be putting some more money into Mandalong Road, $54 million. And this is because the requirements has been expressed so clearly by the locals is that they want to make sure we upgrade this. Because as we make the Hunter Valley stronger, like the Hexham, you've seen the Hexham Road, there's about $2 billion going to that, $2,000 million. And you've seen the work they're already on now up near Singleton Bypass, Musselbrook Bypass, all the way up to Tamworth where I live. Newcastle one end, Tamworth the other. We're going to make this area as strong as possible, as quickly as possible.
Well, there's a couple of great announcements for this neck of the woods. Now, well, firstly, the question I'm asking all our MPs when we speak, or candidates as we lead up to the federal election, why should Australia vote for the coalition, Barnaby?
Well, the first thing is when you see James Thompson, Brooke Fitnell and Nell McGill, people who have the Hunter Valley completely and utterly at heart, you can see that we don't take the area for granted. We're fighting as hard as we can because we know that Newcastle, the Port of Newcastle, puts wealth on the boat and helps maintain the standard of living, definitely for New South Wales and also for Australia. The price of coal is priced at the price of Newcastle. So, we understand the industry that underpins it, and we understand the future that's in front of it, and that's why we invest in the infrastructure that grows it. And we want to, for me, my daughter, she does medicine in Newcastle. This is an area which is important to us, and, we're culturally close to Newcastle. We follow the Newcastle Knights. Obviously, they got dusted by Manly last week. Maybe they'll go better against St. George. But, this is growing the area that we know and understanding that Newcastle is not Sydney. Newcastle and the Hunter Valley is the Hunter Valley. We don't need to quickly get to Sydney. We're quite happy where we are. And, I want to be part of with the Hunter Valley, with the people of Newcastle, because that's also my area. My seat goes into the Hunter Valley, because together we're going to make this area stronger, and we've got to show respect to the people who earn the dollars for our state and for our nation.
Okay, and the second question I'm asking all our candidates is, what have you done specifically for your electorate of New England in the term just gone, Barnaby?
All of the stuff is absolutely the same as works with the Hunter Valley, whether you go to political realignment, study on Duncan Dam, Polly Dam, which we've finished. They have a new 50 mobile phone towers, upgraded all the bridges so we can get that heavy vehicles around, started a university in Tamworth, got the funding for that, new health system for the Aboriginal people, Armagen up at Inverell, East-West Roads, Legume to Woodenbong, and also working on from Scone across to Gloucester. Waterfall Way, making sure we're upgrading that, upgrading the sale yards at Scone and Inverell, and making sure, understanding how important the industry is down here, and also the dairy industry. And then also making sure that we decentralise out of Canberra into places such as Armidale with the APVMA, as well as building on what they do at the university. And I'm incredibly proud of what we've managed to achieve together in New England, and now we're going to do it in the Hunter Valley. A lot of work in the Hunter Valley with the Equestrian Centre. Scone Bypass is finished and drive up and drive along it. Now we've got more work we're doing at the northern part of the Hunter Valley with the Wingen section of the road, straightening that out, making it safer. Got the money for the Musselbrook Bypass, money for Singleton Bypass, Hexham, straightening out the road at Hexham, And you know, that's why. And I didn't know you were going to ask that question. I can prattle that stuff on because it matters to me. It really matters.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. And there's a long list there. Look, you mentioned a dam in your New England electorate, and of course, one of the big announcements prior to the announcement of the election is this Hell's Gates Dam up in northern Queensland, $5.4 billion. I spoke to Keith Pitt earlier in the week, and he's certainly of the opinion that building more dams is the solution to our water security problems. You're in lockstep there, obviously.
Yeah, I love dams because dams are water, water's wealth, and dams are bank, and we're making sure that in the northern part of our nation that we grow the industrial capacity so that that area, like Townsville, similar to Newcastle, and Gladstone, very similar to Newcastle, as we make these areas stronger, we make our nation stronger. Now, the only thing that stops us from building those dams now is, to be honest, the Labor government, who are carried around by the nose by the Greens, and it was their plan. And now with all the money on the table, the only thing they can't say is the word yes. So now they go out and find excuses. And I really do think it's because Adam Bent, Penny Wong's got their number and runs the show, unfortunately. I wish that wasn't the case, but you can see with Joel, you know, Joel had doubts about Alvo, and I think a lot of people
You mentioned the Greens, and Adam Band was at the National Press Club luncheon yesterday, and obviously climate change is big on their agenda. It's not on yours. You're of the opinion that national security, particularly China, are a much, much bigger issue to Australia than climate change?
Yeah, it is. No, it's just got to be factual. China's building, want to build a naval base, the Solomon Islands. That's 2,000 kilometres off our coast. It's easy bombing range. And we've got to make this place as strong as possible, as quickly as possible. So we've got to earn as much money as we possibly can, because if you're you're packing the kids' lunch up right now, have a look at them. What is my number one job? My number one job is to make our nation as strong as possible, as quickly as possible, so they are as safe as they can be. And that's not being over dramatic, because we know what China's been up to in the South China Sea. We know what they've been doing in trying to get around the Pacific and set up bases. We know that they're now in an open agreement trying to get a military base into the Solomons. And yeah, you're dead right. Climate change is an issue, not a big issue. It's keeping the nation strong, but the issue that I'm going to be focused on.
We've got a dodgy phone. We'll stick with it. Look, you were in the Northern Territory campaigning earlier in the week, and you basically inferred that unless you're going to vote for have an MP who's actually in government, it's a waste of time. You're not suggesting that even though, you know, you might have, say, for instance, in our neck of the woods, a Labor candidate who's passionate and very outspoken and courageous, that having opposition MPs, you're saying that that's a complete waste of time?
I'm more to the... Look, is this another... I tend to agree with Joel. It's independence, and they're not going to be in any government. You know, they don't have to pick a side in this football game. Like, last week, they wouldn't have been playing for Manly or Newcastle. They would have said they're in a third team that sort of runs all over the place like a mad chook. And it's, you know, you can't make a call which side you're backing and stick to it. And because if you think independence is the way to go, then let's have 161 of them in the parliament. We could stick a name in a hat and draw out who's the Prime Minister for the day, who's the Defence Minister for the day. I mean, it would be total and utter chaos. So, you know, I just don't like this idea, I'm an independent, and therefore I'm going to do all these things. You're not going to be in Cabinet where decisions are made. You're not going to be in the Expenditure Review Committee where they write the checks. And you're basically working on the fact that everybody else plays by the rules and you can somehow break them, and that helps our nation. When a nation needs to be as strong as possible, either you're going to vote for the Nationals and the Liberals, or you can vote for Labor and the Greens. And if you vote for another one, you work on the theory that if everybody in the Newcastle Manly game didn't play for a team but just sort of played their own sort of game, whether that would be worth watching. It would be ridiculous.
All right. Look, thank you very much for your time. This is a dodgy line, so I won't keep it going because it's sort of dropping in and out. But look, one thing that has been highlighted, I mentioned it yesterday, I think somebody up in on the Gold Coast has manufactured a Pauline Hanson Please Explain gin. I think there's 5,000 bottles at about $100 each. The Prime Minister was holding up a can of his beer down on the south coast of New South Wales. Can we expect a Barnaby beer or a scotch or something in the near future before the election?
I'll have a beer when I finish this election, but I don't think I'll be. I think I'll just go with my regular brews and I'll leave it with some glamour to Pauline and others.
And you're tipping the Knights to beat the Dragons on Sunday?
I hope so, but we're going to have to really pick up our game from last week. But, you know, we've got people like Ponga and Gagai. We've got the capacity to do this, but I always get worried when the Knights don't go well in the early part of the season because it starts making things hard. So, Mr. Lee, Mr. Gagai, Mr. Best, Caitlin, let's go. Hope we can do it.
Yeah, let's hope so. Look, thank you very much for your time. Have a safe and a happy Easter, and good luck on the 21st of May.
Okay, thank you.
Barnaby Joyce, our Deputy PM.